So this makes it harder for us to get khushu in our salah. It makes it harder for us to taste the miracle and the beauty of the Quran in its original form Arabic. Because a translation is all good and well, alhamdulillah, and it has its benefits. But we all know the miracle is in the Quranic Arabic, which means in order for us to taste the miracle, we have to learn Arabic. We have to learn Quranic Arabic, especially. I want to say Quranic Arabic because, alhamdulillah, there's a lot of Arabs, alhamdulillah, they speak Arabic. And they use words that aren't in the Quran. There's no leish that I'm aware of that's in the Quran. No shu akbar or shu. No, this isn't in the Quran. I know. Maybe you know someone can point this out to me, but I've never seen that before. So we have to learn Quranic Arabic. Why do we have to learn Quranic Arabic? So we have khushu in our salat. We can taste the miracle of the Quran. And so we do this, alhamdulillah, will always be one step away. Brothers, I can guarantee you that it is easy. Why is it easy? Allah Azza wa Jalla tells us it's easy. If we say, oh brother, I don't have time, brother. You know, I'm a father, I have kids, you know, I'm a full-time, I'm CEO, I don't have time, brother. Sorry, so I don't have time. I know how to read Quran, plus I can read it, but I know it's learning, you know, whom, anta. I don't got time for that, brother. I'm too busy. We're basically saying that the Quran is not easy. This is from Shaitan. Shaitan is going to come up to you and he's going to tell you, oh, Quran's too hard, you're too old, you know, that's for young people, that's for scholars, and you know, it takes too much time. This is not the truth. The truth is, Allah Azza wa Jal gave all of us the Quran. Allah didn't tell us in the Quran, this is for young people, this is for the scholar. Okay? Do we realize, Allah knows that people who are not Arabs, who don't know Arabic, are going to become Muslim. He didn't say, this is a Quran for Arab Muslims. We know Arabic. He didn't tell us that. This is a Quran that he made easy for understanding and remembrance for the entire Ummah. So, not just at the end of the day, I don't want us to wait until the end of the day or the end of this talk or even me talking, it's okay, inshallah, I'm going to make attention. Inshallah, right now. So you know what? I don't know what I'm going to do, whether I spend 10 minutes or 5 minutes in a day, I'm going to make intention to learn Quranic Arabic. Brothers, I'm telling you, I haven't been in the deen as long as probably most of you here, but I'm telling you, it will change your life. I'm telling you. Just thinking about Al-Fatiha. Alhamdulillah, we all know the Fatiha, we all know the translation in our language. But Alhamdulillah, the praise and glory. Rabbil Alameen, the Lord of all the worlds. Just thinking of, trying to think of each word in your language will give you khushu. That's not even talking about tafsir, meaning, you know, other ayat that connect to this ayat. Just thinking about the translation in your language will give you khushu. Because your brain is gonna go all over the place. It's Alhamdulillah, Allah has blessed us all with amazing brains. You're not going to be able to help that. Make your brain busy with something. Make it busy with the miracle of the Quran. You're reciting it, your tongue's moving, you're thinking about the ayah, and you're remembering the ayah. So also think, use the beautiful brain Allah has given you to also think about the meaning of the Quran, either in your language or in the language that you are most familiar with. And I'm telling you, wallahi, it will affect you. I'm telling you, as someone that knows without a doubt, even small surahs, even while asr, Alhamdulillah, sometimes we think we have things to do that are more important than salat, so we try to do while asr, first rakat, and inna qayna qalqaltar, second rakat. And then we gotta go. Even while asr, if you think about the meaning in your language, it will have an effect. Because there's no way you can be thinking, let's say, for example, English. You say while asr, by the time. Inna insana la fi khusr. Barely man is at a loss. Even just saying that in your head, you think, am I at loss? Is my family at loss? If I'm at loss, how do I get out? You can't say these words and think these words in your language and not have a reaction. There's no way. Now, if you say these words and you have no clue what you're saying, yeah, you're not going to have a reaction. Because you're just, alhamdulillah, you're saying the Arabic, but you're not connected to it in any way. You're just going. But if you're thinking about, okay, this word means so-and-so, this word means so-and-so, it will make you think, it will make your brain engage in the salat. Also, it will make it extremely easy to memorize even more ayah. Because you'll get to an ayah and you say, oh, I remember that word. That word's from the last ayah, I learned a few weeks ago. Oh yeah, I remember that word. I learned that yesterday. And it will make it easy. And Allah SWT made the Quran easy in another way. And I'll try to wrap up after this. Inshallah, I won't take enough, too much of your time. The Quran doesn't have... It has, alhamdulillah, it has a lot of words, but the words repeat themselves. For example, if you learn Ar-Rahman, how many times does Ar-Rahman happen in the Quran? Does anyone know? I don't know, I'm just asking that question. It happens a lot. More than once, more than 10, more than 20, more than 30. So if you learn just Ar-Rahman, which we all know, every single time Ar-Rahman comes, you know what it means. And there's other words in the Quran that happen 100 times, 200 times, 300 times. So you learn this word, it's as if you learn 300 words in the Quran. And eventually it gets to a point, you might learn 50 words and you've learned half the Quran. Because the words, they're not that much difference. There's maybe 4,000 or less different words. Meaning 4,000 words are totally different from each other. So if you learn one word a day, and you learn all the words in the Quran. Because they all usually follow a pattern and they're not that different. It says maybe... Then roughly people say 4,000 different words. So alhamdulillah, we all know 4,000 words in, you know, English or in Urdu or whatever language that we speak. And that's easy. Even a little kid, I teach at elementary school. The second, third grade level, they say, okay, the kids should know at least 1,000 words in this language. This is first, second grade. So alhamdulillah, you've been Muslim for years and years. It's not too late. Please don't let shaitan trick you into thinking it's too late for you. I don't have time. I'm too old. I have stuff to do. I got school. I got work. You need to learn Arabic Quran. This is important. Okay. Allah is telling us He made it easy, and we're asking 17 times a day. Saying, "Ihdinas sirat," guide us to the straight path. To say, "Okay, here's the straight path. Here's the Quran." Oh no, I just Yusuf Ali translation. Alhamdulillah, class, I'm done. That's got the translation. Oh, okay. You know, Arabic, that's for the scholars. No, that's for every single one of us. One last thing, and I'll wrap it up. Who's going to teach our children? Who's going to teach our children? If we don't learn and teach our children, who's going to teach them? Now the kafirs, they're learning Arabic, but it's not to teach them Islam. Okay? We all know, I'm sure you know, in this course, other people, they're studying Arabic. Non-Muslims are studying Arabic. Trust me, they are studying it better than I am. So if we don't learn, and if we don't teach our kids and teach the ummah, someone else is going to teach them. And they're going to teach them with messed up aqidah, and it's going to be a big problem. So inshallah, jazakallah khair. Sorry if I made a mistake. Thank you for your time. And inshallah, I'll be moving on to Brother Israel again. Jazakallah khair for your time. Thank you.